All right. Moving ahead to question 11. This is question 11. Having experienced once the painful necessity to sell my own books, this is the interviewer, William Grabowski, commenting on his own books, I, William Grabowski, completely get the reality of addiction, as bookseller Ron comments, and found it interesting that William Burroughs' Naked Lunch is mentioned, that book about addiction of many kinds. Being itself a favorite among certain book addicts has a pleasing resonance with your film. Akin to plans against the street booksellers, authorities tried to ban it, the book, Naked Lunch, and failed. My somewhat conspiratorial theory is that Book Wars, lacking official, quote-unquote, sanction, might very well have been targeted for daring to show street-level love of and fascination with unbridled art and information. The same goal with trying to shut down the vendors. Any thoughts in this direction? I don't know if I'm here to comment on Naked Lunch in this question and or the potential conspiracy. But let me just sweep through the question. Naked Lunch is a favorite, was a favorite in that part of town, in West 4th Street, also on Astor Place and 3rd Avenue. Those were the areas that I sold, but mostly on West 4th. Yeah, a lot of university kids. People are going through a mind-bending phase. And in the Village, you know, Greenwich Village, people want, there's a huge and rich countercultural tradition. You could obviously include Naked Lunch as a countercultural work, whether or not it's about addiction or not. I see it as, first and foremost, I see Naked Lunch as a counterculture work. And then the addiction aspects become apparent. The New Yorker, by the way, when they reviewed Book Wars, mentioned the addictive properties of books and in their review. And so, yes, there's the whole notion of being addicted to books is like an armature that the movie swings around in some way, sure. And that's very, it's flattering and honorable to be able to dispense Naked Lunch as part of my, trade at the time. So, yes. And also, Texas Tom, I believe it was. I have to get the name right. He also mentioned specifically in that shot where you see the World Trade Centers in the background. That was not Ron. That was, what was his name? A frequent customer. I'm spacing now. But yeah, he's the one who said, yeah, books are more like an addiction. It's true. And even actually, the physicality of the books is an addiction. Collecting books, the stories I could tell you about people who bought books, they passed by the bookstand and just got tangled in the web of book addiction and bought 6 or 7 books. It's inconceivable that they would have the time to read them. So there's something more to it, to the property of books, than just accumulating knowledge, which is sort of the direction of the e-book or the electronic book or the PDF, just dispensing, injecting words into your head, irregardless of the format of the vehicle, the palpable vehicle that's providing that. So you have two different extremes. You have the book itself, a physical property, and you have pure knowledge in the electronic format, which will perhaps in the distant future, or maybe not so distant, be just injected electronically into your head. I mean, those are the two antipodes, really. Regarding this whole thing about book wars being targeted, it's possible, however, looking objectively at the situation, New York is a massive city, and one little grassroots documentary, I don't think it's going to trip any wires in Giuliani's office, to be honest. I mean, I would love to think ego-wise that it would. I don't think it did. I think they had so many other things on their plate. You know, it would be different if, like, Steven Spielberg is making a movie about sidewalk booksellers in New York. That level of Hollywood production would trip wires in the mayor's office. I don't think book wars tripped wires, at least in the administrative level, maybe on the local level among police officers. But again, the eyeballs on the street on West 4th, 3rd Avenue, and Astor Place were significant enough to sort of dissuade the police. I mean, there's also, you could call it a profiling issue. I'm a white guy going back really far. I guess I have some North African, some Spanish, some Black Irish, Polish, whatever. You know how it is. You could go back far enough and find that you're from Africa. But I'm not of African profile. So to say that there were some black guys that worked on West 4th Street, by the way, and some Latino, Hispanic folks. So it wasn't just white bread over there on West 4th or 3rd Avenue. The cops could have come, but I think the reason they didn't come more frequently, they did come, actually, and I got broken down just once, but hassled a lot during the peak days. Eyeballs of customers, eyeballs on the street. Remember, this is before the day of the smartphone where everything can go viral video-wise. So you have the eyeballs, physical, actual living eyeballs on the street in the form of customers at the tables who are willing to articulate and perhaps intervene in the event that the local level authorities were out of line. I don't sense that that was the case on 6th Avenue, which not because of a racial thing, but because of the sweep. 6th Avenue was much more urban. It was not necessarily a designated bohemian area. It was a urban, commercial, fast zone, and a lot of people sweeping through, and hence the business model was different over there, and the products they were selling, the, you know, fashion magazines and so forth, they were more attuned towards that commercial zone. So I don't think, the short answer is, I don't think Book Wars was targeted in some way by Giuliani or the administration. No, I don't. What I think, the folks that I think may have targeted Book Wars during its production, and this will come up in a future question that I'll answer, it's regarding a rival project, another project that was happening simultaneously, focusing mainly on 6th Avenue. It was not a documentary. It was a sociological textbook being written, but with the backing of a massive publisher, Farrar, Straus, Giroux, and those guys did not embrace the fact that Book Wars had been in the works for a long time and was shooting around their quote-unquote territory. So if anything, I know I received interference as a result of that other project. I don't necessarily want to use rival, let's say parallel project, unaffiliated project. I don't know if... The NYPD did not interfere with Book Wars as a result of the unaffiliated project. It was a cultural attack. It was more like interference on the cultural level, behind the scenes, below the line level, which came from the parallel project. They didn't want us around. They didn't want Book Wars around. And the strings were pulled to interfere with it on the cultural level, primarily, as I'll point out later, through ties with the New York Times and reviewers and the elite echelons. of the city, which is unfortunate because Book Wars is and was a real bona fide project in favor of New York City, supporting the cultural aspects of New York, which now we can see 15 years later, people are lamenting the disappearance of artists and so forth. Well, Book Wars was a real and is a real champion of the cultural life of New York City, and it and the interference that I'm talking about coming from the Parallel Project, which I'll get to in a future question, that was really unfortunate, misguided, mean-spirited stuff, which actually worked against the cultural tapestry and life of New York City permanently, I think. So to answer the question, no, I don't think that the mayor's office targeted Book Wars. It was not that big a project. If it were, you know, Steven Spielberg making a movie about sidewalk booksellers under attack in New York, then yes, they would have called Spielberg's office and they would have had a meeting and hashed it out and stuff. But no, for us, it was probably haphazard local level NYPD guys. I don't think the university, NYU, I don't think they were that happy about it. But, you know, as far as they knew at the time, and it's still actually the case, I wasn't there to slam NYU, which is not why I chose not to mention them by name in the movie. It was more like the dynamic, the player of the university. Hence, I didn't need to name them. Just that they were a player in that part of town, a very wealthy player with a lot of real estate holdings and some interest in sculpting or provisioning the way their environment looks for a myriad of reasons. And so that was their interest. The university would verifiably call the cops to hassle us at times. How do I know this? Well, from first-person experience, a couple times the cops showed up and said, well, we're getting calls from the university. So the university had a direct line to the 6th Precinct and would hassle booksellers on its doorstep to try to push them out of the way. I don't think the university was ideologically opposed to booksellers on the street. They wanted their immediate front doorstep to Washington Square Park to be more campus-like and squeaky clean. On one hand, that's understandable. On the other hand, it's not a private campus. That's a public city street. So you need to go through the proper channels and also respect the public forum. The public forum is not a quaint hippie joke, by the way. Without the public forum, without an active, viable, bubbling public forum, your city will die. Your environment will die without a public forum, without a living public forum. It's like a coral reef. And unfortunately, I think, although I haven't lived in New York full time for a while, in part because of my experiences after having made Book Wars, which I'll get to in a minute, the cultural street life, the cultural life of the city has been diminished. I mean, there are plenty of articles talking about how artists have left. It's becoming all corporate. Well, you know, it starts with the street. It starts with the public forum. When the public forum dies, becomes cleansed beyond a reasonable point, I mean, I don't want to get into the squeegee guy argument, but street booksellers, whether on West 4th or 6th Avenue, are part of the cultural life of the city, period. I can say that with confidence. And when they are pushed away, look at them, they're selling books, they're not selling drugs, come on, man. When they are pushed away for reasons that are linked to below the line administrative, what do you call it? Or say, and not below the line, high-level administrative what would you call it? Activities or plans or agendas. Let's say it's an agenda by driven by, in that case, the mayor. In other cases, the mayor in cahoots or linked with powers that be, real estate developers and so forth, when they are allowed to have a say in determining, or not even have a say, but to, with finality, to determine the cultural aspects of the public forum, then your environment is in trouble, if not dead. Period. So people can disagree or agree. Oh, by the way, if anyone does end up hearing these or reading the ebook, whatnot, you don't have to gossip or moan behind my back. You can send me an email, whether you support my position or not. You know, it's, let's be transparent and open about it. I'll try to set up some kind of forum on the website or whatnot, or you can write about it in the review section of the ebook or the audio book, whatever may become of this. You don't need to gossip about this position. You know, we can bring it out to the light. You don't need to, you know, it's all good. We can all talk about it, okay? I think that's it for question 11. Didn't plan on it being so textured and long, but hey, there you go.